This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. After seemingly expressing support for expanding gun purchase background checks just a few days ago, President Trump seems to be backing away from that, saying only that he was now supporting the enhancement of the existing background check system. He told reporters yesterday he shares the NRA's concerns about taking rights away from lawful gun owners.
We have to be very careful about that. You know, they call it the slippery slope, and all of a sudden everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
The Guardian's reporting law enforcement has prevented 6 mass shootings in America since the deadly attacks in El Paso, Dayton, and Gilroy, saying several of the plots may have involved white supremacists. The 6 suspected of planning the attacks are accused of targeting gays, Jews, blacks, Latinos, and Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The Trump administration formally approving an $8 billion arms sale to Taiwan. That new weaponry, the largest U.S. sale to Taiwan in years, it could further erode ties with the Beijing government as it views the self-governing island as part of China. The vice president out touting the U.S. economy amid fears of a coming recession. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Speaking at an event Monday in Detroit, Michigan, Vice President Mike Pence touts the economy.
The United States of America had one of the highest corporate rates in the world. But now we've lowered the corporate tax rate so that companies right here in Michigan can compete with companies and create jobs.
The vice president continues.
The United States, Mexico, Canada agreement is completed and support in Congress is growing by the day.
A report says Americans spend at least $150 billion a year on heroin, cocaine, and pot. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The U.S. troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border will be awarded the Armed Forces Service Medal, the honor given to service members who take part in a military operation with significant activity, but in which they encounter no foreign armed threats. Soldiers were first sent to the border in April of 2018 to assist border agents. Over 5,000 active duty and National Guard troops are currently assigned to that border region. Former Minnesota and current Tennessee state quarterback Demaree Croft has been indicted on 6 counts of rape and 2 counts of sexual battery. He has an arraignment set for the 4th of September. The indictment says Croft engaged in unlawful conduct without consent last December. All 8 counts involve the same woman, the 22-year-old Croft started the final 6 games for Minnesota in 2017 before transferring to Tennessee State. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says it's giving nearly $28 million to identify and reduce lead-based paint hazards in older public housing units. Officials say that the grants will go to 38 public housing agencies in 25 states. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. That's where all the good information awaits you. And we are standing by for the one and only, yes, the legal analyst, law professor, and best-selling author, the one and only James Hurston. In fact, he's here right now, out of the green room and ready to talk. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing fantastic, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, doing terrific. I'm here in Alohaville, so it doesn't get much better than this, overlooking Poipu Bay and blue sky sunshine, and palm trees are, you know, doing the hukilau, as they do, and it's just a gorgeous experience here, you know?
You know, it's funny, you know, you're in this beautiful place with sunshine, palm trees, and I'm in a beautiful place in Southern California with sunshine and palm trees. Is there something about this good weather that loosens up the cerebrum, the brain cells? Because, you know, you have Maisie Hirono and we have Nancy Pelosi. So maybe
yeah, there's
something
just
about it. Maybe we need a little tougher weather to get rid of some of these insane Democratic ideas.
Well, it's amazing how it goes from coast to the Hawaiian Islands, disturbingly here, and there's other issues here on the islands that we can talk about, but even spreads out to the East Coast. I don't know if you saw again our buddy Cory Booker unhinged once again. You know, the president takes a stand against white supremacy once again, of the many times that he has documented in disavowing white supremacy, bigotry and racism. And Cory Booker says, when is the president going to disavow white supremacy? I mean, what is it? The guy can't understand English suddenly? You know, what did he get, you know, from that very elitist college that he went to? Did he get a degree in understanding the English language, or they don't teach English anymore there?
Yeah, I mean, well, what is really striking when you bring up this quote is the media reports it unchallenged. They do not mention the fact that it's false. And this is part of the switch, the big change, the big switch. What did we hear for 2 years? Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia fell apart. That was a myth. It was a hoax. Putin wasn't controlling anything, and the president did not collude with anybody. And therefore, Russia was changed to racist, racist, racist. And the racist word is not powerful enough. So white supremacy in the United States is the big issue. And it's, as it typically is, it's fueled with lies. The number one lie is constantly referring to Charlottesville. And the president's statement about Charlottesville, which is quoted in part out of context, to somehow say that the president was condoning neo-Nazis, which of course is it's so patently absurd. This is a man whose daughter married an Orthodox Jew. He has Jewish grandchildren. There is no way that he's going to condone a crazy, fringe, tiny minority that wants to kill his own family. It is it's ridiculous. And the other myth is that somehow Trump supporters are racist and white supremacists. Trump supporters are working Americans. They happen to be Americans of all ethnicities, of all stripes. Trump has the highest support level in the Hispanic community and the black community of any Republican presidential candidate, probably since Lincoln. And so, and of course, they didn't vote for Lincoln. So it really is, it's built on lies. And I think it's going in just as well as the Russia collusion narrative did. They repeat.
Yeah, it's running its course, James. Yeah, go ahead.
I think there's this immense group in the United States, a significant majority of the country, who are what Jerry Falwell used to talk about. He called them the silent majority. And they have been made somewhat apprehensive about speaking in public. You don't see MAGA hats in public anymore. You rarely see a bumper sticker. You rarely see a sign. But they're there, and they're going to have their voice heard on Election Day. And these ridiculous lies and myths and what used to be called journalism being used as a propaganda megaphone, it will all fail. And it's a beautiful, wonderful thing that it will, because the American people just are not that as stupid as the New York Times, Boston Globe, broadcast media, CNN, MSNBC think.
Exactly. Well, James, just as you said, time and again, they've taken whatever the president's had to say out of context. They did it with Charlottesville. They did it even with Tlaib and Omar when he said, why don't you go home? It was go back home to your state, or even if it was back to their home country. But the other part was critical, and that is, once you figure out and you come up with a solution, then why don't you come back and teach us how to do that? But that's not included, because, you know, they operate in 8-second soundbites. So the 8-second soundbite gives them the affordability and the cover to edit and misrepresent time and again. But as you said, which was the big hurdle and major jump over the shark, and I mean jump over the shark, was when they started castigating anybody associated with Trump. Had to be associated with the edited version and agenda and the perceptions that they've been thrusting on the greater electorate body.
Exactly, and the magic thing is everything is shaped by their hatred for Trump. As a matter of fact, what the left has become is a hate cult. They're a cult. And they're cult leaders of the far left and the far left voices in the media. And just like any other cult, they cannot be reached until they're deprogrammed. And it's very difficult to deprogram them because they're consumed with this Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, we see it most manifest, in the Hollywood community, that is an insulated community that has hatred for the country, hatred for the values of America. And literally, the elite on both coasts hate Trump, hate his supporters. So essentially, they hate 65 million voters. 65 from 2016, and more when it comes to people that don't support their agenda, which is a America-killing agenda. You know, abolishing law enforcement, demonizing local police, getting rid of the borders, giving away taxpayer money to people who come here illegally, essentially abolishing free enterprise by and what's called the New Green Deal, which is really the new Marxist deal. And and a really takedown and destruction of everything that makes America the place people want to come to.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with
us. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserved shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
This report is sponsored by Cooper Tires. As summer comes to an end and the seasons change, it's important to take a moment and check your tires. Drivers should always check tires when there are major shifts in temperature and before any road trips. With the busy end of summer Labor Day travel weekend approaching, it's the perfect time for a tire check safety moment. Jessica Edgerton, Director of Brand Development, Cooper Tires.
We encourage all drivers to check their tires monthly with a simple routine. Tires are the only part of your vehicle connecting it to the road, so it's important to regularly check your tread depth, tire pressure, and the overall condition of the tire.
Cooper offers tires for all seasons as well as helpful safety and maintenance tips. One tip for checking the tread on your tires is by inserting a U.S. penny with Lincoln's head facing down. If the top of his head is visible at any point around the tire, it's time to replace it. Take a moment before this holiday weekend and check your tires. For more, visit www.coopertire.com. Again, that's www.coopertire.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in specifics. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with James Herson continues. This is what Trump had to say exactly, okay? Just so you understand the context of this discussion that we're having with James Herson. He said the shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, hear that. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. Cory Booker didn't say this. Donald Trump said this. These senator ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need. Now, out of that statement, somehow, Cory Booker says that's not enough from President Trump to call out white supremacy. He needs to admit that he was wrong and apologize for his part in encouraging bigotry and creating the divide in our nation. And to your point, James, you know, what did Trump do to create the divide compared to the mainstream media and liberals when they failed to accept our president's election since day one? And on, the misappropriation of the headlines, their irresponsibility about trying to present, a truthful, objective perspective that is so needed from the mainstream media.
Absolutely. Look, this is what Saul Alinsky, what Hillary wrote a term paper on, what Barack Obama wrote about in his book. Saul Alinsky taught to project what you're doing on your opponent. And so, it's interesting. One, they claim that President Trump is divisive. What you brought up, which is so true, is nothing could be more divisive than to label more than half the country as racist and as someone not worthy to debate with. And the second thing is, what is white supremacy? White supremacy is it's grounded in genetic belief. It's the belief that your group, is genetically superior and therefore should dominate. Where do we find that kind of belief? We find it in the writings of Margaret Sanger. We find it deep in the goals of Planned Parenthood. We find it on the left, and they project it onto people that believe in very sensible things. According to the left now, if you require a voter ID, that's white supremacy. If you believe that people that come into the country, it should be organized, and that we shouldn't let people who are criminals, who have contagious diseases, or who are national security threats, come and live here, that's white supremacy. If we believe in the free market, that's white supremacy. If we don't buy into the global warming theory, which is now called climate change, that's white supremacy. In other words, if you don't agree with me, you're a white supremacist. But the fact is, we find that ideology right there on the left.
But it's only the beginning, James. It's only the beginning, because it's not just that you happen to be white by birth. What's next? There's already been extensive studies done on, people who are better looking than other people. They have an advantage. People who are taller have an advantage. There's certain things that happen, just in the nature of man that give you an advantage. Now, all of a sudden, because you're better looking than somebody else, somehow you're privileged and, and somehow there has to be some reduction. Is that the next target of all this?
It's possible. But, another part of this kind of genetic supremacy is the Islamic supremacy that we see spouted by people like Omar and Tlaib. They have been taught all their life, and they believe in an organization that sponsored them to visit Israel, believes that Israel should be wiped off the face of the earth. I mean, is that not a supremacy movement?
Yes.
They believe it. And so it's, again, they point the finger at hardworking Americans and label them with what they are actually doing. And so it's kind of like the same thing with the collusion narrative. They point the finger at the Trump administration. You're colluding with Russia. while Hillary Clinton Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele actually do collude with Russia.
Well, and not to mention the fact that Barack Obama knew that Russia had invaded some 2021 state election offices and mechanisms and said nothing to these state election officials, and they knew all along this had been happening.
Well, sure. That's because, of course, we know that up until the 2016 election, they all believed, because everyone told us, every media outlet, every pollster, except maybe one, we're all, you know, there was a 100% chance
yes.
that Hillary Clinton was going to be the president.
And no doubt whatsoever.
Thought otherwise. Yeah. I mean, the polls are showing the same type of thing right now.
Exactly.
I think the American people are going to show something very different at the 2020 elections.
Well, just like what happened in 2016, James, a lot of heads exploded, and so get ready. There could be a lot more, and it could be even more radical than what we've been enduring, you know, the last 3 years. I want to address your latest column about Katy Perry's problem, a hashtag He Too problem. Her touchy-feeliness, I mean, she's been able to get away with a lot of stuff here. And you mentioned one thing in particular that really kind of, I remember I felt really sorry for this young man who was trying out for America's Got Talent, and she was one of the judges, and he happened to mention that he had never been kissed before. He was saving himself for his wife. And she had the audacity to steal that first kiss. And it was like it was no big deal. And I fell for that young man.
No, he said that it was a profoundly terrible experience for him. And so in the space of a week, Katy Perry has been accused of inappropriate behavior by a woman and a man. The woman being a journalist from Russia who said that, I mean, it's right out of Katy Perry's song lyrics that she was allegedly intoxicated and essentially came on to this woman, touched her inappropriately, tried to kiss her and dirty dance with her and this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And the woman was able to fight Katy Perry off. And then during the same week, this male model who had been in a music video with Perry, accused her of inappropriately touching him, pulling his pants down, and exposing his private parts to her friends at a party. And then, of course, as you mentioned, we all witnessed, because it happened on camera, this young contestant on American Idol said he didn't want to have a kiss with a girl. He had never kissed a girl because he was saving it for when he was in a meaningful relationship. And she took that as an opportunity to trick him into, you know, a kiss on the lips. She pretended
right.
to let him kiss her cheek, turned her head at the last second. And there were, on the social media, there were a lot of people disturbed by it.
Right. We got about 30 seconds left here, James.
Yeah,
go ahead and wrap that
also
up.
Also on camera, grabbing the rear end of singer Shawn Mendes. So imagine if it were a man. Imagine
yes.
if a man had been accused of this. We saw this happen with Charlie Rose, Garrison Keillor, et al.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because she's a woman, because she's a lefty, because she's won a Feminist Lifetime Achievement Award, just got to give her a pass.
There it is. And we'll let you meditate on that until next week when he's back with us. James Hurston, best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here. Thank you, James.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
The Kendrick Brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Do I have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing.
Overcomer.
You
in theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit OvercomerMovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After seemingly expressing support for expanding gun purchase background checks just a few days ago, President Trump seems to be backing away from that, saying only that he was now supporting the enhancement of the existing background check system. He told reporters yesterday he shares the NRA's concerns about taking rights away from lawful gun owners.
We have to be very careful about that. You know, they call it the slippery slope, and all of a sudden everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
The Guardian's reporting law enforcement has prevented 6 mass shootings in America since the deadly attacks in El Paso, Dayton, and Gilroy, saying several of the plots may have involved white supremacists. The 6 suspected of planning the attacks are accused of targeting gays, Jews, blacks, Latinos, and Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, and we're happy to have Grover Norquist with us. Grover is the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes, and we've got lots to talk about. And before we talk about what may be happening at your local airport, real quick, Grover, I want to get your read on what is going on in Baltimore. The president calls it out for what's happening, and, of course, the Democrats can't help themselves. They go to playbook number 3, and that is when in doubt, throw the race card, right?
Well, yes. And look, the president was making a point that Baltimore is ill-governed. That is a criticism, and is particularly criticizing one of the long-standing Democratic bosses in the city, Cummings. And here he is, not focused on improving schools in Baltimore, which are not up to snuff, to be kind. The murder rate is competitive with El Salvador and Honduras at present, not with the other 49 states. So there are huge problems. And for the left to say we can't talk about problems that a Democratic monopoly on government for 50 years gives you, and then they all race. The president have put it more clearly? Well, I don't know. How many words do you get in a tweet? Pretty obvious to me what he was talking about. But the left at present, remember when kids were 13 years old, everything was a sexual innuendo, every word, every phrase, every image, because 13-year-olds were obsessed with sex. Democrats are obsessed with racial divisions. That's their bread and butter. That's how they win votes. It's all they have to sell. So anything you say, they will announce, oh, what you meant was not what normal people would presume you meant or what you actually said. You meant what I wish you'd meant or what I would have said if I'd said that. That's what I would have meant. And they stick your reality into their narrative, and then it gets messy because, of course, the press pretends to jump in. when the squad, the four women, accused Nancy Pelosi of being a racist because she criticized them and they were of color, the national press didn't consider that interesting.
Yeah.
That didn't fit the narrative. When the same thing happens to Trump, proof, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's annoying for two reasons. One, because they call names, and two, Baltimore is never going to get a grip on its failed government politicians if every time things go wrong, they can yell race and it's somebody else's problem.
How are we going to get united if we continue at this? If it's just, you know, my point of view versus your point of view, and we're in each other's, our respective corners, and nobody's coming together to say, I mean, if everything's racist, I mean, let's face it, Grover, we're all people of color. I mean, you're a color, I'm a color. I mean, you know, but the thing is interesting, you know, to your point here is the media pigpiles on this deal, and they do nothing to help. In fact, they're exacerbating it because they allow Congresswoman Presley to say, well, if you're black, you better come with your black voice. If you're brown, you better come with your brown voice. Well, I'm brown. I'm not sure what my brown voice is supposed to sound like. Maybe I need to call her up and ask her.
Well, of course, the point that she's making is a fundamentally racist one. All people of one race or color think alike. That's what racists think. That's not what Americans think. That's not the way people behave. But look, this is a feature, not a bug, in the Democrat playbook. Mm-hmm. Their goal is division. Their goal is to divide people by race and ethnicity and religion and region. Everybody hates the South. So that they can say, pay no attention to, oh, did we say that Obamacare would reduce your cost of health care by $2,500 and instead it increased it by $2,500 a year? Race. They don't want to talk about that. Did we promise never to raise taxes on anyone who earned less than $250,000 and then Obamacare have seven taxes that hit middle-income people? Race. They don't want to talk about lying their way into office on health care and taxes. They want to talk about anything and everything else, and that's why anything that divides people is good fodder, mm-hmm. and gets you off the question of the Republican tax cuts have given us growth, the Republican deregulation have given us strong economic growth. We are a power in the world on energy, whereas we used to be vulnerable to small countries in the Middle East going, we don't want to sell you oil this week, and then we had, you know, we were waiting in line for oil. So instead of being weak and easy to bully, we became, we took Iran's oil off the international market and nobody noticed.
Exactly.
Because we were creating so much energy and by that jobs and income and wealth for the American people. So there's been so much success that the left is tired of it anyway. And they will never get off these divisive cards. And that's what men and women are not supposed to be on the same team according to them. You know, you're supposed to have that kind of fight going on. Why? Because they don't want to talk about growth. They don't want to talk about jobs. They don't want to talk about failed school, public school systems. They don't want to talk about what they said they do with the last billion you gave them.
Exactly. Well, here we have a president in 3 years. Boy, the previous president and regime of 8 years would have loved to have had just a percentage of what this president has been able to accomplish. And all they can do is come up with this resistance. And now after the Mueller testimony of 6 hours on the Hill, you go, well, you know, there's not any bullets in the gun, but they keep waving their gun around.
Well, again, what do you want them to talk about? The unemployment numbers at historic lows, the growth in job numbers growing every month, the new businesses starting up, the stock market hitting historic highs, the country's at peace. We're not starting any new wars of choice, although people keep suggesting the president that he should. And, I mean, the president, this president has not done an incredibly long list of stupid things that people have suggested he do. So one of the successes is he knows how to say no to bad ideas.
Right, exactly. And one thing that's really been tough, and we've got ourselves backed in the corner, and we can probably thank Bob Mueller for this, because of the takeover of the House by Democrats, it forced us into a screwball-y debt limit and the the canceling of anything sequestered to hold Congress into any kind of financial accountability by raising this debt limit. $320 billion now?
Yeah. This is the cost of losing control of the House of Representatives. when we had control of the House and the Senate and Obama was president, we won the sequester. We took $1 trillion out of Obama's spending plans for a decade, $1 trillion, and then a second $1 trillion because we had the clout to say no. The challenge is the D's now have the House. They can say no. I am appalled at the level of spending. I am pleasantly surprised at how little damage they did compared to the leverage they had and what they could have done. What the R's were paying attention to was stopping them from using riders, which attached to bills, to stop our deregulation, which they could have reached right into the administration and tried to micromanage all of the deregulatory stuff. I don't know. Just today, they put out the final bill saying small businesses can reach across state lines or across industry lines to get together and do 401ks.
Wow.
So if you have a bunch of companies with less than 100 people, you know, if you have 100 people, it's hard to do a 401k pension plan or an IRA pension plan because the overhead is so high for a small. But if you get 100 guys together, now you've got the lowest prices you can possibly get. The National Restaurant Association and the Asian American Hotel Owners Association, the guys who own half the hotel rooms in the country and all the restaurants, got together to do the same thing because the administration, again through deregulation, made the same deal for healthcare. So now small companies can buy healthcare in groups unless you have a Democratic governor. Democratic governors have been killing this in their states. They can't kill it in Texas. They can't kill it in Florida, but they can kill it in Colorado because Democratic governors can stop this from happening and are damaging small businesses' ability to get health care or small businesses' ability now, just starting today, to get 401ks. But if you live in a Republican House, Senate, and governor state, or if you're a Democratic governor, here's enough from small business fund that says, don't do this. Don't mess with us. Let us get better health care and better retirement plans, as the Trump administration has allowed. So that deregulation and keeping that protected was a big win. But look,
we're going to get into that right after the break. More from Grover Norquist right after this. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you occasionally stressed? Feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Grover Norquist continues with us, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, as we were starting to talk about what is going on in terms of turning over taxing authorities to your local airport.
Well, they're looking. This is something that some in Congress are looking to do. And Chairman Larson of Washington State in the House and Pete DeFazio of Oregon in the Senate are trying to get together to just about double the passenger facility charge. Okay? This is not like an electron or a neutron charge. This is a tax. But facility charge is a nicer way of saying tax. It's $4.50 right now for every flight segment. So if you fly from San Francisco to Chicago and then to New York, that's two segments. Mm-hmm. So right now it's $4.50 per segment per person. If you bring your family with you, you got to multiply by the number of wives and kids you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then we'll take that up to $8.50, and they promise to spend it wisely. The challenge is that what you think they're spending it on, like lengthening the runway or getting more planes up faster and through or even safety stuff, only about 10% of the money that comes from that's spent this way goes to those sorts of things. They've used it to pay down debt. They build parking garages, which ought to pay for themselves. All those Taj Mahals they have at the airport, which are very nice, and they should have nice restaurants and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not for taxpayers to pay for.
Right.
So they're really, without reforming the way they structure those airports, they're looking to once again raise taxes. And they want to stick it hidden inside your when you buy your ticket. You know, the ticket.
Congress isn't courageous enough to pass this under normal channels. They now turn it over to the airports. These are unelected bureaucrats raising our taxes. How can this happen?
Well, they just give them the authority to do that, and most airports are kind of small governments, right? I mean, they're run by a city, or they're not a private. It's not like a company. And now in Europe, they're privately run airports in a lot of places, and sometimes you can have competition, two or three airports around London. So that keeps some of this down to a dull roar. But most of the airports in the United States are actually run by government, but in fact, all but one. And taxes already make up about 20% of the cost of the average flight inside the U.S., 20% of the cost, and they want to increase that. You know, we don't pay that much in sales taxes on stuff. There is already from general revenue, they spend a lot of money fixing up airports. There's a line item in the federal budget for this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They want to add to that. So they want somebody else. I'm a congressman. I raise your taxes. I spend it on airports and other interesting things. All those lovely taxes they put on at the airport when you want to rent a car that goes to fund somebody's stadium.
Exactly.
You know, gajillionaires don't have enough money to build their own stadiums, and they want to tax people who fly through cities. I mean, one of the challenges in our airports is you're a captive audience. You're flying through Chicago. What else are you going to do? And you don't vote in Chicago. So the Chicago local government airport facility group votes high taxes and fees on everybody who flies through and rents a car or gets something to eat or passenger facility charge. None of that, all this lovely cash, and you don't get to vote against the people who did it to you.
This is like a modern-day troll, huh?
Yes. The troll living under the bridge and grabbing. You got to pay me something if you get across.
Exactly. Unbelievable what this is going to do. And as you say, if you've got a family of four, you know, add it up, and 20% is going to be a faint history.
Well, and by the way, the airport trust fund that people talk about, at the end of this next year, there's going to be $10 billion sitting there. Okay, up 3.8 trillion from 2018, mm-hmm. And now they need more money. They need more money. They have $10 billion sitting there. It's going to be up by almost $4 billion from just this last year, and they want more taxing authority. At some point, you got to say to these guys, why don't you reform how you're doing what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Spend less now and figure out a way to not use airports as a tax subsidy for every bad idea. If a politician has to hide the tax, he or she is really telling you, if you knew what I was doing, you would be pissed.
Exactly.
Therefore, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call it a passenger facility charge and let the airport raise it instead of me voting in Congress for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, time and again, they keep kicking things. They're either kicking it down the road. They don't want to deal with it. So even like this whole debt limit, the way this passed, in order to avoid an argument next year, let's just go ahead. Let's pass it through. The only good news is that the $320 billion is an allocation. They still have to get, they still have to get each individual, element approved, do they not?
They do, and there is a Republican Senate as well as a Democrat House. Mm-hmm. So the Republicans are not without influence and ability to tamp down some of what could be expensive nonsense. And you have to decide not only how much you spend, but how well you spend it. So things that just look like a waste of money can actually be destructive, depending on how they structure it. But nothing good is going to come out of Congress in the next year and a half. What we can do, and some of the Americans for Tax Reform is working on, is looking to end the taxation of inflation inside capital gains. You can do that by, in effect, an executive order defining the cost of a house that you buy or a farm or land or a stock as cost plus inflation, so that the gain in the value of your home from when you buy it to when you sell it, take the inflation out and only pay taxes, capital gains taxes, on the real increase in the value of your home. That drops the cost of capital gains taxes about in half for stocks. And if you've lived in your home for some time, it's more than that. So for older people over 55 who lived through the inflation of the 70s, this is a big deal.
Exactly.
Really drops the cost of everything that you bought. Very helpful to farmers. Very helpful to housing and buildings, because they can get pretty old and a lot of inflation can get built up there and become much more expensive just because of the taxes. This is something the White House is looking at. The president says he wants to do it. Watch in the next 2 months. I think it's that and coming to an agreement with China that they stop stealing so much of our stuff,
right,
in the tariff war we have there. Those are two things that could each send the stock market up $4,000 or $5,000.
Well, we've been saying, Grover, if we had a little bit of cooperation, what would happen? I mean, the USMCA should already have been approved. Mexico yep. has already approved their. Canada's just waiting on us. I mean, you get that done, we firm up the trade agreement with Japan. We start looking at our European partners. At that point, that really adds to the pressure on China. Right now, China says, "Hey, look, why don't we wait a little bit? The Democrats seem to be raising a fuss here. We'll kind of just, you know, play the game and see if, in fact, the United States comes under new management in 2020.
Yes, China seems to be betting that the Democrats would be weaker than Trump, and I think that shows the Chinese are a wise people, a wise government, at least in that department.
Right.
Sort of got our number.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'll know them by what they've done, right? You know, they are consistent that way. What are the chances of this capital gains, drop, and that being adjusted? I know that Trump is for it, but what do you think the chances are going through Congress?
Better than 50-50. Everyone mm-hmm. I've talked to in the White House is for it. Treasury just needs to always, be made feel comfortable that this will raise revenue, and there's some wonderful charts. Every single time we cut the capital gains tax in the history of the United States, revenue gushes way beyond anybody's prediction. Not just goes up
right.
beyond the predictions. And when you raise the capital gains tax, it raises revenue for the 3 months before the tax increase goes into effect because everybody's selling early.
Exactly.
But after that, it plummets. Because people don't sell stocks, bonds, land, houses, farms as often if it's terribly expensive. And then you get this sticky capital where investment should move quickly from to highest and best use to be most productive and get money and capital to where the jobs need to be. But if it can't move because if you sell something that you don't want anymore, you've got to pay this very high penalty, capital gains penalty on the inflation, the whole economy slows down, and that's what we're living with now. We don't have to. That can get fixed. I think it is more likely than not, better than 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court in 2002 said that the FCC had the ability to make this decision, that cost has many definitions. It's not a fixed term. It could be what you paid for it plus inflation. It could be the replacement cost.
Exactly.
What's it cost to get another car, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what I paid for the last one. If I lose this one, I got to buy a new one. That's
right.
The cost of the car
exactly.
To me. Mm-hmm. So this, I think it looks very good. It does not require Congress to vote, although the Republican leadership in the House and Senate are strongly for it. Ted Cruz just released yesterday, 21 Republican senators signed a letter. The House Republicans are doing a similar letter in the House of Representatives. Adrian Smith of Nebraska is leading that effort. I think it's demonstrated. Chamber of Commerce has endorsed this. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, the Asian American Hotelier Association, all of these various broad-based small business groups.
Grover Norquist, we got to leave it there. As always, appreciate the update on everything. President of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. He's here to break it all down for us, and we really appreciate your time. Thank you, Grover. Take care.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters,